This meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you for joining the Latin Generation Panel call on 25th of July 2017. We have Dennis, Fiametta, John Paul, Mariana, Michael, Poland, and Salmat Hussain on the call. Is there anybody else on the call, on the phone?
Amadou from Africa is also on the call, but he's on the phone only.
Yes.
Okay, so thank you. Over to you, Mariana.
Yeah. I'm trying last three meetings to make some kind of resume, what we have done for up to now. And maybe I was maybe I was forcing to start working on processing languages, but it seems to me that my view of the whole thing is not proper, so I wanted to discuss it with you today. First, we shall give a short report on what we have done in every of our groups. I will say a few sentences about repertoire group because we don't have co-chair for the repertoire group. As far as I can see, almost all the things have been finished in this stage. We have working material, we have some instructions how to proceed, and I was wondering that we shall discuss in the top as the topic 5 of our agenda. I cannot see any other business that could be done in this phase of our work, so my opinion is that we can start processing languages, but we shall discuss it later. That's all what I can say about repertoire group. Is there anyone who wants to say anything about it? Matt joined also. So, Matt, did you hear me?
No, I didn't. I just the end of it.
Oh, okay. I will repeat it because you are one of the important persons in this group. I said that at this moment, as I can see or I can figure, we have done almost everything what could be done in this phase of our work according to the PTR group. We have agreed how to, we have working materials, I mean those two, one spreadsheet and one table with languages. We have procedure or instructions how to process languages. And I think it would be good to discuss later in this, later today, how is it enough that we can start processing languages and how can we organize it in the future? Yeah, you agree with me. That's nice. Thank you very much. Could someone give a short report about the progress of the working variant group? Dennis is here, and Michael is also here. Michael joined us too. That's good. So I was asking someone from variant group to say to the generation panel what was the situation in this group, because I was following but I was not very very confident that I can explain it in the good way.
Sure, Mariana, I can speak of that. This is Dennis.
Oh, Dennis, please. Thank you, Dennis.
Yeah, so the group has been discussing the principles, or rather the use cases by which we are going to pick or select the variant candidates which are going to further be analyzed and qualify whether they are going to be variants or not. among these principles or use cases are the obviously the visual similarity ones, the semantics, for example, ligatures and digraphs that we're going to look at, certain copoid sequences that may be or may not be considered variants in different scripts, and so on and so forth. And that's pretty much it. We are already started building a candidate list based on what we know from the other generation panels, namely Cyrillic. I think Michael has been populating that table. Thank you, Michael. And then we watch in the next week, we want to finalize those principles for use cases in order to start really working on populating the variant candidate list and then start working the analysis on each one of those cases. Mikhail, Michael, did I miss anything?
No. That's fine, I think.
Sounds good.
Okay, that's nice.
Thank you,
Dennis. Thank you. I was planning today to discuss a few things which are in our working plan. These two things are we ready now with our principles for a non-official public comment? That's one thing. And as far as I can see from the side of the repertoire group, we have principles that could be publicly that we could give to the public to see if we can get some useful input from the technical community. On the other side, as I understood from today's discussion, Dennis and Michael are okay with the principles which are developed for the variant group. And what we shall do now? How shall we agree about those public comments? Or maybe Sarmad, you could help us with this.
Right. I think one of the first things, at least what I would suggest a Latin generation panel to consider, is that each of those principles have been separately discussed in different working groups for repertoire
mm-hmm.
and variants. So it may
mm-hmm.
actually be useful for each of those working groups to present their principles to the larger generation panel so that everybody actually can give their final input before taking that to, you know, for the non-official public comment. So at least, you know, as a next step, I would probably suggest a Latin generation panel consider sort of presenting them in a call like this.
That's very good step forward, because that's good, because it is done separately, so it is good to for everybody from the generation panel to get accustomed to or to understand what is in those principles and to agree with them. And after that, we can proceed with public comment. Next week, I'm traveling on Tuesday. So I will be on the road, and I could not chair the meeting. And I think it is too far to wait 2 weeks for the next Latin GP telephone conference. I don't know. And does anyone have any reasonable proposal about it? I only know that the next Tuesday I will be on the road, and I could not much, please.
So next Tuesday we have the repertoire group meeting, right?
Yes, we have the repertoire group next Tuesday. It is our usual term, but I will not be there. I will not be available for this meeting.
Right, so it's not the entire generation panel group, it's a reptile. I could volunteer to be the chair for next Tuesday for the meeting.
Yeah, thank you very much for this, Max. So we could agree about this, that every group should review what was done for today and to appoint another meeting, generation panel meeting, for the in 14 days, that every group should present principles, and the whole panel would discuss the principles and make some conclusions after that. Max, please, your hand is up again. Or you forgot to put it down. Ahmed joined us.
Sarmad again. Sorry to just to clarify, you're suggesting that in 2 weeks both the groups should plan to present their principles to
yes.
the entire working group, right?
Yes, that was my proposal. That's the shortest term I can imagine now. Michael is asking, sorry, someone wants to speak?
Yeah, this is Ahmed. I'm not able to understand. It is my mistake. I was not able to follow all the emails. What is the frequency of our meetings? So this is the repertoire group meeting, or it is the whole group meeting? And what would be the frequency of both meetings? We will be having fortnightly, or we will be having the weekly meeting? Sorry for the misunderstanding.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch properly what Ahmed said, because the voice was bad, at least what I have received. So, Sarmad, could you answer Ahmed if you understood correctly what he said, what he was asking?
So, this is the full Latin Generation Panel meeting, which is held every 2 weeks. And we continue to have the repertoire working group meeting, which is also every 2 weeks, but alternates between these meetings for full Latin GP. So that would be next week. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Michael has asked something, so I shall read it. Why don't we skip 1 week and let the repertoire group work on the repertoire instead? I don't know what to say about it, because I could agree with Michael, because I don't see that anything new will pop up. So we have to make a difference between two things. We are now discussing how to prepare our principles for official public comment, and we have agreed, and it was proposed, that in 2 weeks we shall have a GP meeting where every group will present their principles, and the whole generation panel should agree about those principles before we give them to official public comment. That's one thing. Michael's question was somehow connected with topic 5 of the agenda, and we shall discuss it in the near future. So, we are now discussing about preparation of our public, of our principles for public comment. And at this moment, the only proposal is that we, that we shall have in 2 weeks one GP panel meeting, generation panel meeting, I mean the whole panel, to discuss principles, and after that we could give those principles for public comment. Is there anyone who could add something to this proposal? No? Okay. Mats, you want to say something, please?
I don't understand why we should skip the meeting next week. I think that there's a risk if we skip meetings that we lose pace, so to say.
No, we are not, as I understood, we are not skipping meeting next week. It will be repertoire group meeting, and you volunteer to chair the meeting instead of me. So, there
is... Yes, but the Michael's suggestion was that we skip the meeting next week.
Oh, Michael suggested that we skip the meeting. But we should hear his thinking about it. Michael, could you say something about it? Why do you think it is good to skip the meeting next week, the repertoire meeting next week?
Sure, this was just a quick comment while you were discussing what to do with next weekend before Matt was suggesting.
Oh, before we agreed that Matt will chair the next repertoire group meeting. Okay.
Yes, before Matt had suggested that he could chair the next week's meeting. But
yeah.
Anyhow, we had the same discussion in the variant subgroup where also Michael, for example, or Michael, suggested that we should skip one meeting and rather start taking up some work on the variant, on the variants, because a lot of people only have limited time to dedicate
yes.
to volunteering. So in this sense, I think making such progress could also be useful. But there is still a difference now because after that you also suggested that you wanted to have both subgroups to present at the next meeting of the entire panel. So in that
yes.
sense, it might be useful again to have the meeting next week. Yes. So don't worry about it too much. It was just...
Okay, Max, are you satisfied with the makeup explanation? I hope you are. Okay, so... But now we have concluded that we shall prepare in 2 weeks for this presentation of principles, and this meeting of the Latin Generation Panel will be devoted to the principles, and after that, hopefully, we shall have principles ready for public comments. On the other side, there is agreement, as I can see at this moment, that repertoire group will have a next meeting next Tuesday, usual time, and Mats will chair the meeting. I might also join the meeting if I come on time on the place where there is internet. I hope so, but I cannot be sure. So, Mats, you will chair the next repertoire group meeting, and I might join, might not. We shall see. Okay, we have backup at least. So, this is the topic four. Now, is there anyone who wants to comment anything about this, what was said up to now? No comments, no hands up, so thank you. Now we have the last proposed topic of the agenda proposed, which I proposed today. That's my question: how could we agree about this? Are we ready to start processing languages? Because At this moment, I don't see that we have any new, main changes in the material and in the instructions. I just asked Matt to look at my instructions. I have added something in it after last repertoire group meeting. Maybe I misunderstood something, so I want everyone to read these instructions, how to process languages, and to correct everything what I didn't understand properly. And I need some kind of consensus or agreement in the repertoire group that we are ready to start processing, and some proposals maybe how to proceed with it, and shall we consider any kind of measures to see how much is done and who will take care about measuring our progress, let's say like this. The floor is open, please. Any ideas? Matt, please.
Well, one way of measuring would be to count the number of languages completed, and also count the number of code points or sequence that have attestation in the Excel sheet, and take that number each week or something.
Yeah, I was thinking in the same way, but I'm concerned that how should we give some portions to every member of the repertoire group, which should be done in a period of time, or shall we leave everyone to pick languages? Matt, do you want to say something more? Anna, thank you. Or, we can count languages and count code points processed in a period of 1 week or 2 weeks before these two. Because let's discuss first, shall we need in the future repertoire group meetings and various group meetings separately? It is not quite clear in my mind up to now. My still is typing. Because, Max, please.
Well, when we come further down into the material of the repertoire, I think that we will face issues that we want to discuss. And either we discuss that in the entire mission panel, or we discuss it just in the repertoire group.
Yeah, you are right. I was thinking maybe we shall not need, there will be in the future no need to have every second Tuesday the meeting of the repertoire group, only if we have some issues that we cannot overcome using email, we should let's say appoint another meeting of the repertoire group and discuss this material which is needed to be discussed in between members. But at least we know that the next Tuesday we shall have a repertoire group meeting, and after that we shall see. I would prefer to keep keep them separate. Michael wanted to have discussions about, as I understood this, to have discussions about variants and about repertoire problems in a separate calls. Any other opinions? Ahmed agrees with Matt. With Michael? A few people are typing.
So this is Sarmad.
Sarmad, I don't see your hand up. So that's the problem. I cannot. I will. Okay, please, Sarmad.
No, it's okay.
Speak.
So I was going to make an alternate suggestion as well.
Okay.
Just for the Latin generation panel to consider. One other option is to make the common GP meeting less frequent and the repertoire and the variant group keep meeting regularly. So that's just another option, which means that maybe the common GP meeting can happen once a month and the repertoire and variant groups continue to meet every 2 weeks or something like that. So that's another way of reducing, I guess, collective online time, if that's what you are probably thinking about. So just a suggestion for you to consider. Thank you.
Oh, that Michael is saying, I mean, we still have to come and call every fortnight. If we have all calls together, then there is no real benefit of the separate groups. On the other hand, Sarmad, Ahmed supported Sarmad, as I understood. I also think that Sarmad's suggestions sounds very good, because and we can organize that every tool. Sorry. Someone, there is some. No, it's on the phone line. We might add to this proposal to meet to have GP meeting once a month. That every 2 weeks we should give some short report on the progress on the mail, how a repertoire group is progressing with their work, and how variant group is progressing with their work. Does it sound okay? Or, I can't see from the discussion in the chat room that we have unanimously agreed about any of those proposals. Should we organize some kind of poll about it? How to proceed? Ahmed, please.
Most of the group is in the call. We have around 13 participants, and most of them are agree on this point. I have not seen any disagreement from any of the persons. So even then, if you go for the poll, no worries about that.
Okay, but I'm sorry, Michael is, so, it seems, let me try to, give the proposal, to summarize. Sarmad's proposal is to have, once a month GP meeting, and repertoire and group and variant group meetings every 2 weeks. And I have added to this proposal that in some period of time, maybe for the period of 2 weeks, someone will give short report about the progress in the group in email. We don't need for this kind of information to organize meeting. I think it is important that we do not meet too seldom. If so, missing one meeting will create a long pause. Michael is typing. But as long as we have bi-weekly meetings on the subgroups, we will still end up having one meeting every week. Right? A lot of people are typing. Sarmat, 3 meetings per month for each work group member. Three meetings per month, that's how I understood.
Michael, I would like to ask something.
Please, Michael, I'm confused completely. Please.
So, for clarification as to what regards Sarmat's suggestion, you meant that we keep on having bi-weekly meetings of the subgroups? So that means
Yes. One
week variant group, next week repertoire group, again the next week variant group, again the next week repertoire group, and then we have one meeting of the entire panel, and then we go on back to the repertoire, to the subgroup meetings, right? Because now you say that we are having 3 meetings per month. I understood that we were supposed to still have one meeting every week effectively, only that we focus on the subgroups work. I'm not sure if I misunderstood the suggestion. Thank you.
Sarmat, please.
So this is, yes. So what I was actually suggesting was that on alternate weeks, we have working group meetings. So for example, next week, the repertoire working group will meet on Tuesday and the variant working group meets on Friday. So in any case, the variant working group and the repertoire working group will meet in the same week in parallel. And they'll keep meeting every alternate week as is scheduled at this time. And then in the intervening weeks, which are also alternate weeks, we have the full Latin Generation panel meetings. And what I was suggesting was that instead of having 2 meetings per month for the Latin Generation panel, we can reduce that to 1 meeting per month. So that would be the 1 meeting, and then there will be 2 meetings of the repertoire working group, and also in parallel in the same weeks, 2 meetings for the variant working group. Of course, it's up to the working groups to see if they want to reschedule their meetings, but only, you know, what was being suggested was not that we alternate every week between variant and repertoire working group. We continue using the same schedule, that is the repertoire working group and the variant working group meet during the same week, and in the alternate week, either we don't meet or we meet as a complete generation panel. At least that was the original suggestion. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarmat. Michael, is it clear now? What was the proposal?
Yeah, the proposal is clear. Thank you. Thanks for explaining that further, Sarmat. But I'm unsure what to vote for in that case. Thanks.
This proposal gives us more time for working on repertoire and variants. On the other hand, let it be provisional proposal. Let's try 1 month with this. That's my proposal, new one. Let's try with the Sarmat's proposal for 1 month and see how it fits our needs. Because we have agreed that in 2 weeks we shall have a GP telephone conference, and after that we can start, it is the beginning of the August, and so in August we could plan two meetings separately, repertoire group and variant group, and one meeting at the end of the August for generation panel. I mean the whole panel to meet. At least I will write it down in the mail, and I want everyone to consider it. And if anyone sees any problem with it, we can discuss it in 2 weeks. After we finish our principles for public comments. Does it sound reasonable? Nobody objects up to now. So, okay, I'll write this Sarmat's proposal in the note. Hazem, that would be the GP meeting on the... Probably, Hazem, I'm not sure. I have to look at the calendar. Something like this. We shall skip one GP meeting in the August. First, then 14th, then probably 22nd or something like this. It will be the plan. And if we figure something that could help us to resolve this problem, we could discuss it in 2 weeks after the discussion of principles and preparing principles for public comments. Oh, 5th of September. Sarma is saying 5th of September. Okay. Yeah, 5th of September, one GP meeting per month at the beginning of the month. It looks reasonable. Yeah, Sarmad is giving a date. That's good. He's confused. Yeah, it is a little bit complicated, but I think we shall find our way through it. Because we shall have 1 hour more in the week to devote to, real physical work processing languages. At least we can try and see is it good or not. Okay. My next question is, how shall we announce some kind of half official beginning of the processing of the languages and ask members of the group to start at their own pace. It seems to me this is the only proposal which I have to at this moment. Any other ideas how to proceed with this part of the task? Matt, please.
Haven't we already started processing languages? We have, in the RepTor group, we have looked at the most level one languages. So we should complete that and then go to level two.
Yes. It was initial idea to first finish number one and then go to number two. But we have to give some, let's say, general direction. We should say to people in the generation panel, please start processing languages at your own pace. If you find any difficulties with some languages, just left those languages for the specialist to consider them and make a small, let's say, remark in that and that table what kind of problems you have and go to another language. We have to give some general instructions how to do it. And do ask GP members to do it at their own pace. You cannot, the people are different, the languages are different. It is very, very difficult to give exact and strict instructions. We have to find our way to it. Ahmed, please.
Mariana, I would request you to please resend your earlier email and ask everyone to edit languages and with the instruction how it can be how it can they can correct the sorry select the code point. So it will be a sort of reminder for everyone, and it will give a clear understanding what we are going to do at this stage.
Ahmed, I'm sorry. I had very, very bad connection. So I was hearing your voice very distorting. So I could you, if someone else has heard Ahmed better, could you repeat it for me because I didn't hear it properly. What are you proposing? Max, please.
Ahmed asked you to send out the reminder that we should work on the languages.
Sorry, that I should send reminders?
That we should work on the languages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could do this. But I am worrying about what Ahmed said. I didn't hear him. Are you saying the similar thing as Ahmed?
That is what Ahmed said. Read the chat.
Sorry. Completely lost. Ahmed and Max are saying the same thing, that I will remind people how to proceed with work on languages. Is it the conclusion? Is it the proposal? It is not difficult for me to. Thank you very much, Ahmed. Thank you very much. Much. Okay, I will reread one of my previous mail and correct every link, send whatever it is necessary, and ask people to start working. And from this meeting on forward, and we shall see in the next. We shall see what was done. For 1 week, because we shall have repertoire group meeting next week, and if we find some problems, we can discuss them during a next repertoire group meeting. Okay, that's clear for me what I have to do. Okay, thank you. That was everything what I have planned for today. But if there is any other business or any other proposals or anything else what we can discuss now, please feel free and raise your hand. As much as I am concerned, that's everything what I wanted to discuss with you for today. If there is no other people, if there is no people who want to add something, anything for today's discussion, I think we have been very, very, very efficient for today. I'll write shortly after the meeting the notes. Please read these notes carefully. If I misunderstood something, let's correct it on time. And I can close the call for today. Yeah, I think we can discuss everything, Simon, so we can close the meeting for today. And thank you very much for your attention and for your discussion.
Thank you.
See you next week. Thank you very much. Thank you. See you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Amadou.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.